This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Aria.
And if you hear some really annoying hold music in the background,
I think I've got it far enough away.
I'm just letting our listeners know, if you hear some really annoying hold music in the background, that's because Aria is on hold with the Wells Fargo Bank. And we're not going to get into details on to exactly why that is, but basically they're trying to jack some money out of the Reformed Satanic Church account.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
No, it's very bad. It's gone from an amazing 3 or 4 days with your campaign to now. Not only we already knew you were going to lose the bank account.
Yes,
like that. We knew was coming. We commented the other day that this doesn't have anything to do with the campaign. So
correct.
it's just one of those things where everything's happening at once, and when it rains, it pours.
Man, it does.
So, yeah.
Otherwise, it's been a fantastic day again.
Yeah.
I don't think the interviews I did today were as compelling as the ones that I did yesterday, but they were still good. They were still enjoyable.
You're going to connect with people, and you are connecting with people. For listeners that don't know, Aria has been making international headlines recently for her campaign as the Cheshire County Republican candidate for sheriff here, but also simultaneously being a trans person, self-described she-male, and Satanist, and also an anarchist, basically, voluntarist. And so it's been interesting that you've been getting a lot of interviews and a lot more requests still coming. Is Russia, like, it's not Russia Today, some other Russian TV network is, are they still coming up here?
Yes, they're coming out here tomorrow at noon.
So I need to clean up the studio a little bit then, right? Because they're coming here.
Hurt.
They're coming here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Thanks for the heads up. So yesterday we were going to talk. You mentioned a story, but we never got to it on the air, and it was about Christopher Nolan, the director. You know, he's of some renown. He did
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. He did Inception. That was the one that I saw that was like, you know, a lot of people remember that one because it's a bit of a mind blower.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Was. Yeah, so now I guess this summer he has a new movie coming out called Tenet, and it was originally supposed to come out earlier in the summer, but they pushed it back because of COVID. You know,
okay.
So many movie theaters have closed.
Right.
I don't know how many of them have closed permanently, but I bet that's coming.
Why release a movie when there's no audience, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the idea was that this was going to be the movie that is going to bring the audiences back to the theaters. This is the movie, Christopher Nolan, big deal, right? Like, they're coming back.
So he released the movie.
Yeah, they finally released it, I guess, within the last week or so, according to The Atlantic, which, by the way, has been just absolutely horrible during this whole COVID crackdown. They are total status, you know. I mean, that's kind of what you expect from most mainstream publications. But
sure.
The Atlantic has sort of historically been known for doing good journalism, in my experience, and now they're just like, whatever the state says goes, whatever these doctors say, masks, 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 and it's frustrating to read stuff from The Atlantic. But nonetheless, they still bring you some interesting content from time to time, and this is from them. Christopher Nolan's Tenet was supposed to be a boon for movie theaters. A light in the darkness after the coronavirus pandemic shut down cinemas for months. Here was an original film from a beloved director, one of the biggest titles of our postponed summer movie season. And surely this would be enough to lure people back to the big screen. Because remember, we were talking during...
But they're afraid.
Oh, yes, they are.
If they were willing to put
Yeah, so what you're saying is, as you run off for the call that we were waiting on, yeah, they are afraid, and they... So, yeah, they're afraid. She's talking about the audience members. So they're afraid they're actually not going to come back to the theaters. We were seeing just some absolutely dismal numbers from the summertime. I remember at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we were speaking about how some theaters had sort of reopened, but they were doing it with sort of classic movies. So showing like Back to the Future and the original Batman and the original, you know, Jurassic Park, going way back. And, you know, to me, that sounded like a great reason to go back to the theaters. And yeah, I always enjoyed the movie theaters. I've never been a huge movie buff, so I really would never go there more than a few times a year, but I definitely did want to go and, you know, see Back to the Future on the big screen. I think that came out when I was, you know, a child in the 1980s, so that would have been pretty cool to go and do. But sadly, the local movie theater here was mandating masks while in the lobby. So you could take them off when you got into the theater, but while you're in the lobby, they wanted to have masks on, and so I'm not willing to do that because I'm not going to contribute to this mask madness. So sadly, I wasn't able to go. And so I'm like, I wanted to go see a movie, and I wasn't allowed to. So obviously, these businesses, including movie theaters, are pandering to the fear. They're pandering to the people that are afraid. They want them to feel safe. They want them to feel safe coming to their business. And I get why they're doing that. I think it's sad. I think that there are a large number of people who are, you know, not in favor of the masks, but are wearing them just because so many businesses are demanding it. And so movie theaters are certainly no exception to that. Of course, AMC made headlines this year because they were going to not require masks. And there was a big explosion of anger on the internet about that from all these fearful people who, of course, somebody who's in fear is much more likely to lash out. They're much more likely to complain about a situation. And so they did, and AMC said, okay, well, we're going to require masks. So I don't know, you know, like I said, I haven't tried to go to a movie since probably more than a month ago, and that was the local theater here in Keene. I certainly haven't tried to go to one of these chains. If you want to call in and talk about your movie-going experience here, maybe you have been going back to the theater and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So talking about Tenet and how there was, you know, a lot of hopes that were being placed on this movie, because prior to Tenet's release, there really wasn't anything to speak of. Hollywood had held back on pretty much all the releases. And so it was just like these classic movies that were being played to try to get some butts back in the seats there. Now, according to The Atlantic, they said around the world, it's proven largely true. Over 3 weeks, Tenet has made more than $207 million globally, which is a healthy number given the circumstances. But in the United States, the Warner Brothers film has grossed less than $30 million since August 31st. So I guess it's been out for about 2 weeks here, a number that is so low that it's scaring other major movies off of the release schedule. So, you know, the United States is definitely a major movie-going clientele. People here have, well, they had disposable income. Now I'm sure a lot of people are saving because we're entering into some pretty dire economic circumstances, which we can get into here in a moment and talk about the number of businesses that are closed and are never going to reopen again. We've got that information. So, you know, maybe people are cutting back on their luxuries here in the United States. And so less than $30 million gross is, that's pretty pathetic for the United States. $30 million over 2 weeks compared to $207 million globally for this movie Tenet. That's not a lot of money. $30 million. You know, blockbuster status is considered $100 million, and a movie like Tenet, again, should probably be crossing. And again, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say whether it's any good or not.
Was the movie profitable? I probably missed that.
I haven't gotten that information. I don't know what the budget of the film is, but it has pulled in over $200 million in 3 weeks internationally. So it's doing very well, or, I mean, considering the circumstances, it's doing well internationally, not so well in the United States. Does that say that U.S. people are more scared, are more fearful than people elsewhere in the world? Is that what, can we glean that information from these box office numbers?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason. I mean, really, all we can deduce from it is that they weren't interested in going to see the movie.
Yeah, we're going to continue with that on this show, which is Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the movie theater business. It is a business that for the last couple of decades has been in the decline. I mean, it really has, as home theaters have become more affordable. Now, yeah. If you want to, you can go drop a few $100 and you can get a pretty decent sound system and a pretty decent TV, flat screen, widescreen, you know, TV. So it's not hard at all. Now you don't even need Blu-rays anymore. Now you can just stream things right off the internet. So it's even easier now, and it's even cheaper now than it's ever been. And that's been a process over the last couple of decades that's driven people out of movie theaters. And now we're really driving them away because people are actually afraid of going to a movie theater because they're afraid of other human beings, which, of course, is a ridiculous thing for people to believe and do, but that's the world we live in now, and so as a result, Tenet, or at the very least it's the U.S. that we live in, and Tenet came out within the last couple of weeks and has been underwhelming at the box office. Now, I haven't seen the movie because I can't go to a movie now, not because I don't want to, but because they just won't let me go. They won't let you into the lobby without a mask on. Medical exemptions don't matter. It's their business. They can make whatever decision they want to. So I can't go see it even if I wanted to. But most people aren't going to see it because, well, they don't want to. Now, they might be willing to rent it at home. And, in fact, earlier this year, a movie called Trolls 2 was released. I think it was Universal released that one. And it was released direct to home. It was released on, you know, you had to pay, like, I think $30 to see the movie on sort of an on-demand system, streaming, and it did very, very well. In fact, it did better for the movie company, the production company that released it, than its predecessor did. Even though it didn't gross as much in total, it actually was more profitable because the movie companies are getting, like, say, 80% or 75% of the revenue from the online streaming, whereas they only get maybe 50% from their deals with movie theaters. So the movie companies themselves, of course, have an interest in going ahead with the online delivery. Now, they've got old business relationships with these theaters, and you know they're not dead yet, so they're still trying to do something with these theaters, and it's just, according to The Atlantic, it's just not working out. Now, whether that's going to change down the line or not is another question. Of course, another question to ask is how many of these theaters can survive long enough for any sort of positive change to come this way. So Tenet only pulling in $30 million domestically here in the United States in the last 2 weeks. It says now the question is, and this is The Atlantic writing, whether theaters can return to normalcy, but whether they can survive this pandemic at all. And I do want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com. We'll continue on Tenet here in just a moment. But I want to let you know that if you haven't looked into Bitcoin yet, I was at, I had to go to the dentist today. Just my yearly or however many year often cleaning that I had done. And the dentist I happen to go to here in Keene accepts Bitcoin, accepts cryptocurrency for payment, which is awesome. And so even though the office itself does accept Bitcoin as payment, many of the people within the office have never even had a conversation with the actual dentist about this. So so I actually, you know, got to talk to the cleaning agent there, the hygienist, about Bitcoin, and she asked some good questions. And a lot of people still don't know anything about Bitcoin, and it's been around for a decade. So if that describes you, if you're one of those folks that just hasn't taken the time yet, go ahead. Spend 2 minutes or 3 minutes and watch the Getting Started video over. And there's actually a series of them, so if you want, you can watch more than one. But at the very least, watch the most basic one over at Bitcoin.com and get started in the world of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency. So once again, that's Bitcoin.com. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tenet's lackluster overall performance has started a domino effect. Wonder Woman, 1984, a much-anticipated superhero sequel, bumped up its release date from October 2nd back to Christmas. A clear sign that its studio, which is the same one that put Tenet out, has been shaken by the underwhelming box office receipts. Universal's buzzy horror remake Candyman was also delayed until sometime in 2021. October is now devoid of tentpole releases, and November only has two, Marvel's Black Widow on November 6th, and the latest James Bond film pushed to November 20th. So, two movies coming out in 1 month. That's not a lot.
No, it isn't.
From which to choose. Now, they do call them tentpole releases, which suggests that there are some smaller named movies that are going to be coming out. But, like, as far as big movies are concerned, usually you get close to Christmas time and you get a whole new set of sort of blockbuster-esque movies. Like, the blockbuster movies come out in the summertime.
It's almost October. We're not going to get any horror movies?
Candyman's been pushed back until 2021. So I don't know if
that's
anything
disappointing.
Else. Yeah, I don't know what else, you know, what other smaller budget things might be scheduled to come out, but it's not looking good. Assuming these dates hold, and they may not, the U.S. cinemas now have 2 months to keep their doors open with Tenet as the only blockbuster on offer. And so far, in the United States at least, it does not qualify as a blockbuster because it's only pulled in $30 million.
It's not a very good name for a movie. I can't imagine that's doing much to help it.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
I don't think it would. I don't think you could change the name of this movie and have it do anything differently.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. But you know, I'm mildly interested in seeing it. Like I said earlier, though,
but would you be interested in seeing it if it wasn't the only option?
I mean, I liked his movie Inception. I'm by no means a fan of. I couldn't name three movies the guy has directed, but
I could because there were at least three Batman movies, right?
Oh, did he do all three of them? See, I don't even know that.
I thought he did.
You're probably right. okay, well, can you name five of them? No. Right. So, I mean, he's an accomplished director, and considering it is the only movie, that's an argument that it should be making more. There's not like five big movies for you to choose from. If you want to go to the movies, then this is your option. But they're not. People just don't want to go. I've watched, there's a great little like movie review channel on YouTube called Double Toasted, and it's these guys down in Austin. They got a great sense of humor. They're really fun to watch. It's entertaining stuff for like pop culture, you know, kind of entertainment. And these guys are movie buffs. And they won't go.
Wow.
They're afraid.
The fear is a serious problem, man.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know how to begin addressing that. But if people would look around and not see people dying in the streets, I mean, just use your eyes and your ears, people.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, COVID is real. I'm willing to grant you that. But bodies aren't piling up in the street. It's not affecting almost anyone that you know.
Yeah.
And if it is affecting them, it's because they have an underlying condition that, you know, is being exacerbated by COVID-19.
Sure.
It's not worth all this. It's not worth an entire year of
your life.
Of one movie. You're an entire, because you're going to die. And that's it. And you're losing an entire year of your life.
Let alone the businesses. And we're going to talk about that coming up with a huge number of businesses staying closed forever because of the crackdown on them as a result of this. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-453. You want to weigh in on the movies. Have you gone recently? Have you thought about it? Are you done? Are you never going to go again? Where are you at? What is your relationship with the American cinema these days? The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Do you work in the business? What's that like? I mean, because people have told me there's hardly anybody going to the movies here in the local theater. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill discuss a new stimulus plan, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump wants stimulus checks to go out to everyone.
He wants more than the $500 billion, and he is very keen to see these direct stimulus payments. And we hope that Nancy Pelosi will work with us in good faith. There are many bipartisan proposals out there that have merit.
Hurricane Sally impacting parts of the Florida Panhandle and Alabama shores. Parts of the Three Mile Bridge in Pensacola is missing after Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning.
Unless you are in a life-threatening situation, please shelter in place. Do not get out in your vehicles. Get to moving around. We have so many roadways that are covered in water. You do not know what's underneath that water.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan, and you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East. The president hosting a White House signing ceremony for new accords that normalize relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. And according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, more peace deals are on the way.
We are expecting to see other peace agreements in the near future. And this means this is bad news for Iran. You had a president who came in who tore up a nuclear deal that would have permitted Iran to get nuclear weapons as the sunset provision was reached. And now you have an Iran that no longer has that nuclear deal, that has been isolated on the world stage because we're making peace agreements between Israel and Arab nations.
A Senate committee on Wednesday authorized its chairman to subpoena seven people, including spy Stephen Helper, in the ongoing review of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation against President Trump's campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And oh, wait, I'm saying things that aren't true. We don't have the Discord call-in line rooms. You'll have to stop me if I do that, Aria, because it is a bad habit. We actually lost our Discord server. They unceremoniously disconnected it the other day, and
they did. I mean, they did send a warning a few months ago, but then nothing else happened.
It was a useless warning, one that didn't give me any new information whatsoever. It didn't give me any information about whether what the reasons were for it, and so far, I'm just checking my emails here. Nope, Discord has not sent me any kind of information about what caused the issue that allowed them to pull the server down in the first place. So
I suspect it was related to Wesley.
Well, there's apparently Wes has denied that he had sent that. He's, I guess, I got his own Discord server, and some of our listeners, some of our listeners are over on that server, and he is saying he didn't have anything to do with it. So I hope that that's true, and I hope that, that he is well. So we can go to your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, which is all we have right now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
A black couple walks into a bar. They walk on up to order drinks, and the bartender chases them away. No, you can't come in here. Go away. And the customers, the patrons, protest, why did you chase them away? What did you do that for? That's not right. And the bartender explains, I know them. They're 20. Oh, okay. For a moment there, we thought you were being racist. But the drinking age, now there's a hate crime that everybody can get behind and support. Because, I mean, it's their fault that once upon a time somebody else drove drunk and caused a nasty crash.
Are you talking about age discrimination, Tom? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, well, it's not merely discrimination. It's an unforgivable hate crime because the government is maliciously trampling the unalienable rights of innocent persons, not merely discriminating.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, because a young person should be in as much ownership of their body as anybody else. And if they decide they want to put a poison into it, they should be able to make that choice. And we all know they do anyway. We know. And thank you, Tom, for your call tonight. We know that,
this is how we end up with things like the Benadryl challenge or whatever it was. It's because they can't just put alcohol into their body.
Right. And that's not to say that alcohol is safer than Benadryl necessarily. I mean, you can die from both of these activities. But if alcohol were available at younger ages through legal channels, it's more likely that those young people would have they would have the ability to use it in a more safe manner. And the reason I say that is because if you are raised alongside of responsible use of alcohol, then you're much more likely to use it responsibly as you get older. If, however, you are raised in a family that says, nope, you can't have, don't ever touch it. Don't ever touch alcohol. It's bad. You've got to be 21, and only then are you able to touch alcohol? Well, of course those kids are going to go out and they're going to drink. They've been told how scary and how bad a thing is, but yet they're going to see their friends doing it, and it looks like it's fun, and so they're going to do it, and they're going to go overboard.
Yeah, of course. Like kids do.
Yeah, as they want to do, and they're going to get hurt, some of them. Some of them are going to end up in the hospital, and some of them are going to end up dead from either driving drunk or just being stupid and drinking too much.
Yep, unfortunately.
And that's the reality. And so if you go into communities where younger people are able to consume alcohol without fear, without the negative connotations of you're a bad person or whatever kind of societal pressures might be on them in that way, if society accepts that, you know, if you're 10 years old and you're out to dinner with your parents and they want to share some wine with you, then that should be a completely legal act. There's no crime there.
There's obviously not a crime there, right?
Right.
There isn't a crime there in most of the things that are illegal.
Yeah.
But yeah, allowing your 10-year-old to have a sip of your wine or whatever shouldn't be illegal. It is.
If they want to have a small glass of wine, whatever. It's your family. They can make whatever decisions should be able to make whatever decision they want. In fact, I think I've heard that some states actually do have like a family exception, where there are certain circumstances in which that can happen. I don't know which states they are. If you want to share that with us, you can call in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, of course, it's still, in those states, it's still illegal for the child to go out and drink at their friend's house or something like this. It's only, like, with their parents they can make those choices. But that's a big deal, to be able to make those choices for yourself. And so Tom's absolutely right about that. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hey, dial-up sucks.
Oh, wow. You're on dial-up?
Yeah. There's no Discord.
Oh, dial-up the phones. That's cute. Right on. Yeah. Well, I mean, we could have spun up another server, but that why bother? I mean, they obviously don't want us, so, I'm not going to keep bringing them more business, if you will. Not that we were paying them. We certainly weren't.
No, but we brought them users, and I'm sure that helps them in some way.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called about politics and religion. So when I was young, that was one of the things they said, you don't want to bring up at a get-together. You don't want to talk about politics and religion because that brings up a lot of friction.
The two most interesting topics. Don't talk about this.
And that's because politics is religion. The belief in
Have you been watching Aria recently? Because she's been talking a lot about that on the recent interviews she's done for the campaign trail.
No, I've been saying that for 30 years. I don't even know if Aria is 30 years old yet.
I don't either. Go ahead.
So anyway, the thing is, what did people used to do prior to this COVID to enjoy life without talking about politics and religion? Well, we used to go to sporting games. I know you two guys aren't into sports, but I didn't used to be until my son went to college and started playing in the band, and we started watching football. And my wife and I both became big football fans. So we would go to the game, and that was one place where you could go to just enjoy, I would use it as a time to forget about everything, you know, just enjoy the game, you know, the heck with politics, the heck with what people are saying and doing. But now they're politicizing sports, and the viewership is way down on sports, which with COVID you would think the viewership would be way up, right, because everybody's stuck at home, doesn't have anything to do. But because they're adding politics to sports, they're really destroying the whole thing, and they're going to wind up not making
money. Who is they, and what do you mean when you say they're adding politics to sports?
Oh, all this, putting BLM on helmets. And,
Black Lives Matter.
You don't think that the team owners should be able to have freedom of speech?
Yeah, sure. That's okay. Their decision. Nobody's
just saying it's a turnoff.
That they don't have that decision. I'm just saying that's killing sports. They made the decision.
Now, why is it killing sports? Is it killing sports for you, or do you believe that it's killing sports for a large number of people?
A large number of people. Look at the viewership. Viewership is down like 25% or something like that.
I don't think people pay that much attention to what is painted on people's helmets, to be honest.
Well, what else could be causing people to not tune in?
It's more than just what's painted on their helmets. It's what they're saying. It's what they're standing for, you know, and all of this, adding this political correctness nonsense to the game. People went there to get away from all of this stuff. We went there to get away from politics, to get away from religion, just to go have fun, cheer for your team, yay, rah, 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 and forget about everything. Now, you go to the game, you got all this politics thrown in your face. So, two kids got thrown out of a football game the other day because they came out, one had the thin blue line flag and one had the thin red line flag. Well, you know, I don't support...
Stand by, Gene. I want to continue the discussion here, because what else could be causing fewer people to tune into sports, given that more people are staying home and presumably watching TV? It's Free Talk Live.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And DLive, is there's a chatter in there, BSN12, asking, is the audio choppy for anyone else? And, yeah, it's not just you guys. It's the audio coming from our network. It is not sounding good tonight, sadly. We are locked to the Internet for transmission. We're going to try a backup method here in a little bit. So apologies for the janky audio tonight. With you tonight, you do have Ian.
And Aria.
And also want to make sure you know about ForkFest 2021. It's coming up in the summer of 2021. In fact, you'll want to go ahead and mark your calendars now for June 28th through July 4th. And it'll be the fifth annual ForkFest. It was great this year, and it's hopefully going to be even better next year. So start planning now. You can actually reserve your space now, if you want, at Rogers Campground, June 28th through July 4th. They've got RV sites, camping sites, and motel rooms, if you prefer that. So it's up to you. And the cool thing is you're going to be hanging out with other like-minded, freedom-oriented people and celebrate Independence Day around your liberty-loving neighbors here in the Shire. And if you haven't moved to New Hampshire yet, well, you're still welcome to come up. This is for people from all over the place who want to get a taste of what it's like up here and being around other people who are of a similar mindset, which is a pretty special thing. So check out ForkFest.party, F-O-R-K-F-E-S-T, ForkFest.party. As we continue here with Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling from Tennessee. You're saying, Gene, that the numbers are apparently down on the sporting broadcasts, the different sports games that are happening out there, which is a surprise to me. And you think that it may be because some of the players and teams are getting very political now with political statements that they're making via the clothing that they're wearing, or maybe actually making statements publicly. You think that's what's turning the viewers off?
Oh, I'm sure of it. That's why people would go to sporting events, to get away from all of the politics and religion. See, now, we go to the games now, and we're getting preached to. We don't go to the game to get preached to. You know, that's not what we're going there for. If we want to get preached to, we'll go watch a religious channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what we're there for. We're there to have fun, you know, cheer for the team and forget about all this nonsense.
I don't know if I agree, Jane.
In their face. You usually don't agree, but that's not news.
Okay, well, why not?
Let me explain why. I don't think that the problem of politics and religion being pervasive and in your face in American society has really been a big deal until like the last 15 years or so. And prior to that, it wasn't nearly as consuming of people's lives. I think it was probably September 11, 2001 that really threw politics into people's lives just 24/7. But beyond that, I suspect that viewership is probably down because most people who are watching the game at home are having parties. They're inviting friends over to watch the game.
And now that's not happening.
And now that's not happening.
But anyway, what's happening now is they're going to be killing the golden goose. So all these guys in sports that were getting these millions of dollars to play these games, they're not going to have millions of dollars if they're not going to be able to sell tickets to the games, which obviously all the stadiums are empty, and if they're not going to get advertisers from a certain level of viewership. So,
So we're going to see. So you're predicting we're going to see the end of these sporting groups.
Professional sports is going downhill. It's not probably going to go away, but all of the bucks, all the money they've been making, it's going to start to dwindle and get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yep. And interesting. They're going to have to tell their players, "Hey, look, if you want to keep playing, you're going to have to take a pay cut."
Well, and what they're going to have to realize is they're taking a pay cut because they wanted to get political. That's the bottom line. Because
gee, there's no reason whatsoever to believe that. I mean, I realize that's your belief, but
it's a good theory.
You're stating it like it's a fact. We're in the middle of a pandemic where bars and restaurants are being closed all over the place, and you're like, well, sports viewership is down. Yeah, everything is down, Gene.
Nobody wants to watch sports and get preached to. That's what
gotcha.
We watch sports
well,
to get
well,
paid
you made
from.
The point. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I mean, I get his point. I don't think he's necessarily wrong.
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who
that's
do that.
A factor. Like, that is a factor, right? Like, the average person, they don't watch the news. They're not like the people that listen to this show. You know, people that listen to talk radio are interested in the issues. They are interested in what's going on around them, even if whether they're paying attention to them closely or not is another question. But at the very least, they're interested in hearing about it. Your typical person doesn't want to hear about that. That's why and Gene's right. That's why they listen to music radio. That's why they watch sports and they watch these other television broadcasts. They are methods of escape. And so I don't think he's wrong. Whether that's the reason why they're down 25% is inconclusive. You can't say for sure that that's the reason. That would be something you'd have to start asking. You'd have to, you know, start some sort of a scientific poll up and somehow reach, you know, the households of people who are sports fans and ask them the question that, you know, are you watching less sports or fewer sports broadcasts today? And if so, why? And then maybe that would become one of the reasons. Maybe they would say, oh, well, I don't want to get preached to or whatever Gene was saying. So I don't think he's wrong, but I don't know if it amounts to 25%. I think your theory is also good, Arya, that there are people, they're not partying anymore. If they're really afraid of this thing, then they're not going to have their friends over to throw a big Super Bowl bash or whatever College Bowl bash or whatever we're talking about.
It's also eerie, having sat in bars throughout the last month or so, watching sports being played on the television. I don't watch them, but I look up.
They're there.
Seeing the stands completely and totally empty or filled with cardboard cutout people, and you've got these athletes out there playing the game and taking it seriously in this great, big, giant, empty stadium.
Yeah.
It's surreal. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's
creepy.
Very bizarre. And maybe that's one reason. Maybe people are tuning into it and they're seeing things are so different.
It's
they can't
unsettling.
Ignore it. Maybe maybe they can't ignore the fact that there's no one in the stands, and that also takes them out of it. So maybe it's that same mentality that Gene's talking about where they want to escape by watching sports, but it's not necessarily the politics. Maybe the politics is one aspect of it. I'm not going to deny that. I think that's true for some people.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who have stopped watching.
Yeah.
You know, insert athlete who took a political stand that was unpopular as games.
Right. And now it's a lot more of them taking that political stand. But also it could be the people who just want to escape from reality and they can't. They're sitting there watching the baseball game and there's no one in the stands. Or I think it was a basketball game where I think they have like, I don't know how they're doing it. I haven't watched closely enough to really figure it out. But it looks like they've got giant video screens up. And then on those video screens, like in where the seats would normally be, and then on those screens, they have real people, but I think they're watching on their computers. So they've like got a patchwork of webcams, basically, of people watching.
Jesus, that's horrifying.
It is awful. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm seeing. I have no other explanation, right? Like, yeah. maybe you know exactly what it is.
So there's a screen where there should be the stands and the seats and all that. There are screens. And instead of people, there are people.
There are people.
I mean, but there aren't.
On webcams.
There are portrayals of people that represent real people, but the real people aren't there.
Correct. Now, I don't know if those people are, like, subscribers of the NBA or something, and that's why they're the ones being shown up there, or what the deal is with that. I mean, are they paying so they can have their face in the stands? What's the arrangement there, exactly?
I don't know. I guess good on that, you know, arena for coming up with a creative solution to earn revenue, if that's the case.
If that's the case, yeah, I don't know. And I think that Gene's absolutely right about, his revenue statements. I mean, this,
sure.
If viewership is drying up online and you're not selling a single ticket, then, well, I mean, I guess you're going to sell some jerseys here and there, right? Like at the Walmart or wherever they sell these jerseys online, whatever kind of memorabilia sorts of items, so they can still sell some tchotchkes or whatever.
Athletes have, you know, they've long had overblown salaries, though. I mean, we're talking people who...
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is just, no matter what happens, it's something the NFL brought on themselves with these enormous salaries.
Well, it worked. I mean, for a while, it worked. They had the revenue coming in, and it worked. And now it's probably not going to work anymore. I know that some of the radio stations that we're on or not on yet are losing their sports broadcasts entirely.
Really?
Yeah, I guess there's just some, I don't know if it's certain leagues or if it's like the little leagues or whatever, like there's certain smaller AAAs or the different leagues, right?
Okay.
I don't know if they're all, maybe they're all just not coming back because, I mean, if you can't get somebody to go down to the professional baseball game, you know, like the little AAA league guys aren't getting anybody in their stands either.
Good point.
And they have even less money to deal with. I mean, they're making everything in those leagues. They've got to be making everything off of ticket sales and hot dogs and beers, right? Yeah. Like, what else do they have? It's not like you can just, you know, their players are being demanded for autographs. No one knows who they are. They're just guys out there trying to break into the big leagues. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Not that I know anything about sports. So.
Oh, clearly. Certainly not.
But I remember going to those games as a kid. They had those, like, no-name games. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in on that? You're welcome to. Or the movie business, which we talked about as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.